Can you add more desire to your request? Let your heart really long. Let it follow the words that you are releasing. Tonight, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Ask him, ask him. Ask him to open your eyes to see. To immerse you. To release his glory upon you and into your temple. Better ask him this night. Ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Bible says, all that ask, receive. All who seek, find. And everyone that knocks, the door is open to them. Please pray that prayer seriously. Ask, ask, ask. I'm telling Jesus, I want to experience something different tonight. I want you to shake my world up. Mantigeti boka in abobo. Mameti meni komi gidi mo. Gidi meni gidi mo nimina. Oh, some people are really praying. Congratulations. Come on, pray, pray. Congratulations. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Come on, congratulations. Keep pressing. You will soon see that he is a rewarder. You will soon find out that he is a rewarder. He is a just God. He said, I'll be found when you seek me with the whole of your heart. Come on, come on, come on. Is this the whole of your heart? Is this the whole of your heart? My dear, is this the whole of your heart this night? Release strong desire. If you want to shout, shout. If you want to scream his name, scream his name. Reveal yourself to me. It must be tonight. Deo gatino kohomwai. Deo di kristemino kogla shino no koline zine. Aile tek di guli grishana mi okundina. Ati komondo zene veli teli ki gidi biel. Eye yu gusti ga ale zina. Eto konjo. Men kon shai do kote pia. E fis di kus des di gidu wakala. You can't tell me to you pen with a tissue. I don't come to seek a complete child, Kikiriki. I think I talk to Ghosty. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus can rock your world tonight? If you can tell who's the coming to Kuliki, my file, please take a bullet. Me on Captain Baliba, who was the Bogavale, Gabro. Rudishinga le bonde leadership, chariots of fire, the shayo get is a condi gomo gombi day, astigos de capti shakti so gumbina. Many activations and invitations, Lord. Your foot di kisto, what di ball, the chef di gome hale vikru, el ufrik tu frik di galo, kunte stiginel. Meu gelene di hesu, el diustes des yugele, el yustes yugele, ailo ges yugele, Come on, raise it now. Let your cry be louder now. Come on. It must be me this night. It must be me, Jesus.
Itamatei gakuli, shai no kotomo. Memkuriti kino bele, gisio tale grishe kokomo legi. Elio goli nasianta gastia kishango pro. Angels ascend over this world. Gatti combo copel ti danti di shatto poco pidi di un oro. E un occhi teni chili di sciale e sale. C'è un etro cu, di un tardo con più tempi in tutti i tuoi chi vuoi. Tu copil fa puntre, tu su papile. Listo pupilai, se o che sciai do combe. Più manti, di selenche tole. Ritica con di sciacchi me li come. Mi un bel intelli in dirigi di tutti i gas. Dirigi di gasti a comi che non vi asciai. Più fe puntini di primo me che to comi un gistal. Mi un gatti capuna capati. Come on, two more minutes, press. Shakti o goma ti o gopro di bio do sopro do siete gatia da gatia da gatia da gatia da gatia da gatia si o non gatia si ascida un robo da siete gatia da gatia da gatia sceppo robo di esieta si mi prati a te che via fa sopro do si va sa robo di esieta si geni un amo ho si un emene la mela di anene Ye gani miye gini gini kuti
mama. Rise up on your feet now.
Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Open my eyes to see. I need an encounter.
Raise your voice and tell him that tonight.
Jesus,
I can't hear you, come on louder.
Reveal yourself to me.
Open my eyes to see.
I need an encounter.
Open my eyes to see. I need an encounter.
Holy Ghost,
everyone out. Repeat yourself to me.
Open my eyes to see.
Shout his famous name,
Holy Ghost. Yen ya kemene, mi gene, mi no. Yume kikine monane, mi ne. Ea mi tikine kumania.
Come on, shout!
Yeah.
want you, Jesus. I want to see you, no one. How can I live without this experience, Lord? I want to hear. Behold, this young ones here tonight, Lord Jesus. They want to see. It is your good pleasure, Lord Jesus. They are going to hear.
About 50 to 60% of you are on the same page. And I'm waiting for the remaining 40. Because no single person will be left out this night. No one of you. How many of you are not filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Just wave your hands. Let me see. Anybody? There are not many. All right. Now, I'm going to give you, pay attention. I'm going to give you about 5-10 minutes. You're going to pray in the Holy Ghost loud and fast. Did you hear what I said? What? Loud and fast. What's your prayer point? Jesus, open my eyes. I want to see like I've never seen before. I want to experience like I've never experienced before. Now, many of you are going to have demons checked out now as the power of God touches you. Please concentrate on your own encounter. Is that clear? You hear what I said? Concentrate on what? Your own encounter. Are you ready? Say after me, Jesus. I can't hear you. Come on, loud and clear. Jesus. Is that the loudest you can shout? Jesus. Can you shout louder? Jesus. Reveal yourself to me. Shout again, Jesus. Reveal yourself to me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer now. Very loud, very fast. Pray very loud, very fast. Very loud, very fast. Very loud, very fast. Pray it in the Holy Ghost now. Concentrate. Close your eyes and pray it in the Holy Ghost. Louder. Make sure your eyes are closed. Pray it in the Holy Ghost. Louder and faster. Come on, come on, come on.
Is very hungry. Just look at her. She's so hungry. You said, blessed are the hungry. You feel them. Another chapter is opening for the hungry. Everything is becoming new again. Yes, it's becoming easy again, says the Spirit of God. But tonight is a night of refreshing. Lord, I ask that you mark all the faces. And tonight, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, let them be immersed in your power like they have never been before. Let them know what your might is. And let it remain with them for the rest of their lives. They will reveal you tangibly to the world around them. Let something be unlocked in them this night as a result of the taste that they will taste tonight. They will begin to desire it and desire it in greater measures until their world is overwhelmed by it. Lord, give them enough to look for more. Kai. Give them enough to come running for more. You've done it for one, you can do it for all. Look at this young girl, this young guy. They can't continue wasting away like this. It's not your plan. You paid blood for this one. He doesn't know you are real, that's why. If he can just become aware for 3 seconds, the baby in him will come out again. And all of a sudden, he will begin to become tender. His heart will be healed. He will seek after you for the rest of his life. He won't be the bad guy he's dreaming to be. If he sees you for just 5 seconds, Lord Jesus, all he needs to see is light. Light that has never been seen before. And he will come running again and again and again to experience you. Lord Jesus, all some of them need to hear is your voice. And they will know that there's nothing in this world that compares to just one word from the Lord Jesus Christ. Every essence that comes from you makes this world nonsense. Lord Jesus, let it be obvious. Let it be obvious to their family members that their eyes were opened tonight. Cause them to come into tangible experiences, earthquaking experiences. And let them understand the gates to entry. Lord Jesus, strong passions and desires are awakened here tonight. These ones will love you. They will love you with all their heart, with all their souls, with all their might, with all their strength. Hallelujah. Yeah, any kingdom. Pay attention, everyone here. Pay attention. Please pay attention. Are you listening? The difference between the one who encounters God and the one who sits by and watches others is intention. It's captured in that verse because we don't have time. We just want to go straight into what God has prepared for us. I mean, from last year till now, you know God has been preparing for us. Are you aware? Heaven is heavy. And you get as much as you are ready for. And that's why I'm saying this. Pay attention. At this point, the person that is standing by your side is not very important right now. The only one who matters right now is the Lord Jesus. Is that clear? Is that clear? I'm saying that to anyone on the back, on the left, on the right, who is still booting, who is still checking out, looking around, who is crying, who is... Please don't cheat yourself. It's just about 2-3 hours. It doesn't take God 3 minutes to change a man's life. It doesn't take God 3 minutes to change a man's life. It just takes him eternity. It can happen in a second. He's not bound by time. At the twinkle of an eye, somebody can shift location. And you keep looking back at 2017 December and be saying, that night, they said it, that night it happened. How many of you want that tonight? By the mercy of God, we've been privileged to watch young people again and again and again, up until yesterday, watch young people have radical encounters. And one thing encounters does to you is that it births desire, a strong decision. It makes you run. The Bible says you pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. And one of the signs of that outpouring is visions. Can you say visions? Habakkuk says, write visions down so that those who read my what? My run. Because the purpose of visions is what? It's to run. When you see a young person that is not running. And what do I mean by running? When I see a young person, how old are you? 8. When I see an 8-year-old boy that is not running, when I see an 8-year-old boy that is not running, the answer is, I'm not talking about teenagers, I'm talking about children now. If you're a teenager, you're not running. When I see an 8-year-old boy and he's not running, it's simply because there's something he has not seen. Because everybody who sees starts running. Anyone who is not running has not truly seen. You know why I'm saying this? I was in the shoes of some of you right now, where you are right now. I've worn those shoes. Sit down. Let's take some 10, 15 minutes and drive this in. Pay attention. Are you listening? Please forget about your neighbor now. Are you hearing? Alright? Forget about your neighbor now. Pay attention. Let's have zero distractions, please. I was in the shoes of some of you. And I know what it means to be going over cycles of activities, and there is no real personal interface contact with a person called Jesus Christ. Until you have an encounter, they will be telling you to do it. When you have an encounter, they will be begging you to slow down. I will say it again. Until you have an encounter, they will be telling you to do it. They will announce the fast, help you to fast, encourage you to pray, invite you for Bible study, sit you down, tell you to open your Bible, give you the chapters to read. Are you following? Until you have an encounter, it will be coming from outside inside. When you have an encounter, I mean, when you have an encounter, they will start begging you to slow down. Because when you see something, you start running. It does not matter your age. How old are you? You're not too young to run. Jesus wants to see small people running now than ever before. Is somebody following? Because there are things that you see and you start running. It's abnormal for somebody who is 9-year-old to love Jesus so much that he is preaching to his classmates. And he's just talking about God because he's in love with God. You don't find them. 7-year-olds, 6-year-olds. It's abnormal. Because many of them never and might never have an encounter unless the mercy of God reaches them through the instrumentality of people who yield themselves to God. Many young people will never know the power of God. We'll never know there was more. What do I mean by that? If I knew when I was younger that God's power can be so strong, like it happened some weeks back, that you'll be sleeping on the bed and the power of God will touch you so tangibly, you'll begin to shake and scream, Jesus, help me. If I knew I could have all those kind of awesome experiences, then I wouldn't have been distracted. In fact, the glory would have distracted me, if you want to put it that way. Because my preoccupation will be to just keep on experiencing and experiencing and knowing via experiences. Are you following? Because what catches our attention is what? The glory is attractive. If I knew that eternal life inside of me could cause me to know things about people without being told, would I have been bored as a young person? If I knew that the power of God inside of me could cure any sickness, can you imagine how much fun, how interesting my childhood would have been if I knew what I was capable of as a Christian? Like many of us here, we live those lives of distraction. We just carry the way until God began to interrupt us. How many of you have ever been interrupted before? Let me see your hands up. You understand what I'm talking about? I didn't know it was for me too. And the way some of you are looking, you are hoping tonight is for you. That's why I'm telling you this. There is no child of God that is not marked to encounter their father. Every child of God is supposed to have what? Is that clear? I had a classmate and I met him. He just left us yesterday morning. You know, we're just refreshing on many of those things that we used to, you know, experience back in secondary school. And I was reminding him again, telling him how many times I've shared this testimony. I've shared it, probably some of you have had this testimony. I was just telling him, I keep talking about that time, how jealous I was, how I felt like it was for some special people, because he was hearing God. A young boy hearing God. Many of you are longing for that. A young boy saying God said, and it was accurate all the time. A young boy saying, touch my hand and you'll be healed. And people will touch his hand and growth will disappear. SS1. My desire, because that's what births desire. When you hang around hungry people, what happens to you? You become hungry too. And for many of you, your friends will have to change. Did you hear what I said? Your what? Your friends will have to change. Your friends must look like what you want to be. And I began to remember and remember and remember how God began to visit and visit, and he has not stopped. In fact, the intention is to abide. Pay attention. Because from the back to the front. The Holy Ghost is right where you are. Did you hear what I said? He's where? He's right where you are. He's where? He's right where you are. How many of you are hungry for an encounter? Just say it again. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Tonight. Tonight. Let it be strong. Unforgettable. Mark me. Tonight. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord was showing somebody in this place whose family, entire family, is going to be affected by the encounter tonight. I mean, literally, their lot financially is changing after this night. And at that question, I'll be asking, Lord, when? We're suffering too much. We're suffering. I don't know who that is. You don't have to raise your hand. But the suffering is too much. Jesus, do something. Bless my mommy. Bless my daddy. That siege is broken tonight. 2018 will be a very interesting year for your family. Now pay attention. How many of you would like to see and would like to hear? You like to see, Abby? You like to hear. Now tell you a very simple secret. Alright? And once you understand and engage him like that, he becomes tangible. He has never been far. We just didn't know how. Or we were engaging him, but mistakenly, once in a while, we passed through the right door. But once you understand, you can always repeat it again and again. Is that clear? Is that clear? Come on, is that clear? How far can we go? How many of you want wild encounters? Very wild encounters. Are you sure? Are you sure? Should I ask you what I mean? Okay, how many of you would like this night to be in another nation of the world? To visit another nation of the world this night? Beautiful. Ah, we're on the same page. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. How many of you would like the power of God to touch you? You don't mind. To touch you so strongly. Tomorrow morning, you are still on the floor here. How many of you want that? Ah, we're on the same page. Oh my God. Oh my God. I like that too. I don't mind. Till next month. You know why? The longer you stay, Kai. The longer you stay. Number one, the weightier it becomes. Number two, the greater the changes. I'll say it again. The longer you stay. Number one, the weightier it becomes. Number two, the greater, the more obvious the changes. Many of you have, you don't even know you, encountered God in a form. And that's what I want to explain, because some things were happening. I was watching some people, and this is how we waste time. People waste time watching other people's encounters. They are not here for cinema. Instead of being serious, you are distracted by the fact that somebody else is having an experience. Please, we don't have that time tonight. Alright? So let me give you a heads up on what is likely to happen. Now, your bodies are going to interact with the glory in these ways, usually these ways. So when it starts happening, don't feel weird, don't feel afraid. You just tell him what? What do we tell him? Come on, can you say more, Lord? Can you say it louder? Can you say it louder? Can you say it louder? How many of you have been worshiping now? You began to feel as if you are getting very hot. Some parts of your body were beginning to burn. How many of you experienced that for the first time? For the first time. It's your first time. Wow. Now, I'm very sure you felt weird, right? Come. Are you shy? Don't be shy. Let's clap for her. Now, just relax. Tell your neighbor, relax. Come on, tell your neighbor, relax. Now, how did you feel?
God was trying to speak to you.
How did you know that?
I was hearing your voice, but it was not coming directly because I couldn't hear it, and I couldn't hear it very well. It was like something was obstructing the voice from speaking to me. So I was trying, the other I tried to hear the
voice. Oh, you were hearing a voice.
Yes.
Alright, it's going to be clear now. Now, what was happening in your body? What did you notice?
I was feeling heavy.
Feeling heavy. Remember what we said about glory? What did we say? He said it's weighty, Abby. Alright. Can you get comfortable? Is that possible? Can you get comfortable? Just get comfortable, alright? Because many people distract themselves by responding sometimes unnecessarily and too emotionally, and they cut themselves out of the full expressions that were proposed or planned. And once you learn to stay and wait until you black out, until something very heavy interrupts you, you will begin to have really, really interesting experiences. Somebody in a meeting yesterday, I told you, finished a meeting yesterday. One of the guys said he's been a while since he's had those kind of visions. But in the meeting, he went to three places in the West as we were, you know, singing in the Holy Ghost. He saw himself in Ogbomosho. Went to talk with a man. It was done. He was back again in the place again. Bah! He was in another place again, trying to find out where he was. You know, as he was sharing everything, I asked him, I said, bro, how old are you? He said he's 15. I said, Jesus. These were things that we were thinking are coming, you know, many, many years to come. But God is pouring out His Spirit without any limits on everyone who is hungry. Is that clear? Without any serious teaching. Some of them don't even understand how it works. But they just know that when I'm intentional and I'm seeking my Father, I break into encounters. This is the list of what you can encounter in heaven. Is that clear? Is that clear? And your body comes into natural sensations, which I'm explaining now. She said she sensed heaviness. And that was weird, Abby. That's probably why you started shouting. Because you're wondering what's wrong with me. Now, many of you will be shouting, and it's not an evil spirit. So please, let's not distract ourselves by trying to cast out one thing or the other. That's what I'm explaining. So you don't shut down what God is trying to do. Just receive. Can you say receive? Please sit down. You sense strong, like it's becoming really heavy. And what's happening to you? Just relax. All right? Maybe I told you before. So you shouldn't be afraid again. Another one is heat. It can burn as if you're in hellfire. Don't be afraid. Is that clear? Now, some of you might feel as if you are very cold. Who felt that? So your body is already beginning to interact with the glory of God in this place. This time around, you're going to be intentional and say, Lord, I want it. It's not Him breaking into you now. It's you, you know, opening yourself to Him to invade every space. Is that clear? Now, some of you might begin to sense that you're dizzy or your legs are wobbly. Some of you might sense like electricity is going through you, like your body is shocking or shaking. Now, some of you might feel like some parts of your body are becoming numb, as if you can't move those parts of your body. Who experienced that? All right. Some of you might begin to sense like water is coming down some parts of your body, you know, like somebody's pouring. Who experienced that? Somebody's pouring water on you. Honey, oil, you know. Some of you might begin to experience like somebody's touching you. Somebody held your shoulder. Or somebody put his hand on your head. Does anybody feel like somebody touched him? Now that you are aware, all right, now that you are aware, it's going to increase in the atmosphere, all right? I'm planting the seeds now. Now, pay attention. Pay attention. How many of you want to move from this place to another place? Beautiful. Pay attention. Pay attention, no. Pay attention. The Bible says Moses was seeing the invisible God. How can you see someone that is not visible? How can I be looking at somebody that is invincible? Say after me, my spirit has eyes. I can see. Say it again, my spirit has eyes. I can see. Because some of you are exercising it for the first time, you might notice that you are just seeing light. You can't form the images. You're just seeing a man that is just light. You can't see his face. You can't, you know, because it's your first time. The same thing with your hearing. Some of you might notice that you're hearing, you know, you're hearing something, but you can't really, you know, decipher exactly what the person is trying to say. Or you just heard one part and then the remaining part, you could not hear everything again. Now, as you keep on exposing yourself to it, it gets, you know, better and better and better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as you engage God from the depths of your heart, I'm going to come into that now. From the depths of your heart, and you're intentional and you're serious like you were just now. I know you still are. As you engage Him and His glory begins to sit on you, with thankfulness in your heart, you tell Him you want more. You open your eyes. Don't be distracted by anybody. You want to see. You begin to see Jesus. He will take your hand and He will take you somewhere. Some of you might just find yourself there. And you will know what to do when you get there. Some of you will preach to someone, get them saved. Right now, this night, right now. Some of you will pray for someone, get them healed. Right now. You'll see it and you'll know you went there. It was not a dream. How many of you are expectant? And those of you who are here to be prayed for as well, I was trying as much as possible to see how we could do that before we go into this one. But we're believing that the glory of God will cause every sick body to be healed. It will happen all at the same time. Hallelujah. All the pains will disappear. All the symptoms will disappear. Hallelujah. Even skin conditions. Thank you, Jesus. Interesting. Even skin conditions will be sorted out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you tired? Are you ready? You look very ready. Are you ready? Come on, shout yes. Yes. Rise up on your feet. Now I'm asking you to rise because I know you are tired. A limitation of being sleepy can come and interfere with, you know, you being engaged, seriously engaging God. So just stretch yourself and just say, Lord Jesus, I'm ready for you. And I'm ready for you, Lord Jesus. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you. Hallelujah. 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 What's your name? I can't hear you. Chineye, if at 3 a.m. this morning, tomorrow morning, as you're sleeping on your bed, somebody taps you and you open your eyes, the room is dark. You open your eyes and see everywhere is bright. And a man is sitting by your bedside, Chineye. He looks like the person we have been talking about because he's white. He has beards, you know, his hair is down and wearing a white robe, the red belt. He's so beautiful and he's smiling at you, calling your name, Chineye, and he's laughing. Chineye, what will you do? Who knows what they will do? What will you do?
I'll tell him to take me to heaven. I will hug him and I'll tell him to take me to heaven. Dominion.
So she knows what she will do. How will you feel? Who knows how they will feel, please? All right.
Happy.
How will you feel? You'll be shocked. Who will scream? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now pay attention. Pay attention because there lies the secret. Pay attention. There lies your secret. If you'll be very happy when you see him, I'd ask you a question. Is he here? Are you sure? Are you as happy as you would be? Are you as happy as you would be? Say, no, no. I like you. You're very honest. You know what faith is? Kai. Faith believes as if it has seen. See, faith is more sure than the person who has seen. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. That might be too much for some of you little kids. But faith is even much higher than the realm of naked eye visions. And I want you to come into faith this night. Convictions that will drive you to actions that you never believed could come out of you in the next 4, 5, 6 years. You start planning and acting like, you know, like you are 5, 6 years older than you are at the moment. Because something will be driving you. What your eyes have seen. Hallelujah. 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 So in 1 minute, can you shut everybody out and just focus on Jesus? Be very serious. Be very serious. That's your key. Be very serious. Be very serious. Just you and him now. Tell him, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see, Jesus. Open your two hands where you are. Just open your two hands. Don't pray in the Holy Ghost now. Just be silent. Look at Jesus right now. Look at him. From the depths of your heart, release words from the depths of your heart. Just begin to say something very real to you. If you feel like apologizing, go ahead. Tell him, I'm sorry you've missed me. I know. I've not been talking to you for days and weeks and months. It's okay. Start there. Just be real. Be dead serious tonight. Have a very, very real conversation with him. I want to love you. I really want to love you like I'm seeing others loving you. I know it's something I don't know. I know it's something I've not heard. I know it's something I've not seen. I I want to be hungry for you. I want to desire you more than everything in this world. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Keep walking towards him. Come on, come on, with your words. Come on, come on. The weight is increasing now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Go ahead, please loose yourself. Loose, if you feel like crying, go ahead. Don't hold back. If you sense a laughter rumbling out of you, go ahead. Don't hold back. It's only you here, remember. Forget the person by your side. It's just you and Jesus. He's the only one of any serious value here. Come on, look at him. Look at him. And be lost in his love. He's here and he's walking towards some of you already. I see him walking towards some of you. And he's touching you. You can already sense his glory. It's increasing, getting heavier. I'm going to count to three and it's going to be all over this place. Strong angels of God, take your strategic positions. Concentrate, don't open your eyes. Don't open your eyes. Concentrate, focus on Jesus. I'll count to three and activations will begin. One. Lord, they are hungry. I ask that you double it. I thank you for what you're doing. I bless you so much, Jesus. Let her see light. Take him, take her, take him, take her, take him, take her. Touch, 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 touch. Stronger, 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 stronger. Come on, stay on that. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger. Just stay on tight. Stay on tight. Stay under it. Stay under it. His power is his life. And there's healing inside it. Look at that. It's increasing again. Look at that. It's increasing again. It's increasing again now. Look at that. One, two, three. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. Eyes, ears, eyes, ears. Blessed are the hungry, for they shall be filled. More, 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 more. More, more, more. Let it increase. More, 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 more.
Jesus, 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 fire, 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 let it burn, let it burn, let it burn, more, 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 more. More, more, more. Let it burn. Let it burn. More, 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 more. More, more, more. Let there be a distribution of gifts, of mantles, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. A gift of faith, gift of prophecy, gift of healing, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, workings of miracles. Lord Jesus, let it be strong in their expressions. Distribute. Angels, distribute. Let them sense strongly and know what they have received. Tangibly, take it, take it, take it. Yes, you've been calling him and he will answer now. He will answer now. He will answer now. Tonight he will answer. He will answer tonight. From tonight, he begins to yield to the drawing. She will yield to your drawings. Touch, 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 touch. Come on, tell him more, 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 more. Ask for more, more, more. More, more. More, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, it's coming, this is it. It's here, all over the place now. Let the fire of God begin to take people up. Up, 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 up. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Just behold him upon the throne now. Just begin to worship him in the Holy Ghost. Look at him. Release your fragrance from the depths of your heart. You will notice the weight will increase. That is the order. Come in boldly. Come on. Let him drench you with power. Let the river rise. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
There's love in your heart. Jesus! Behold him, behold him, behold him. More Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord, more Lord. Let him fall in love with you, Jesus. Let us fall in love with you, Jesus. Let him know shameless of beauty.
More is coming again. More is coming again. More is coming again. More is coming. I see a rushing of angels. Chariots of fire. They have arrived. Come on, touch, 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 touch. Let it be deliveries. Take them, take them, take them. Push them further. Somebody open that door and enter. See the door you're looking at. Open it and enter. 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 Go ahead. Enter. Up your hands everywhere, come on, and keep your eyes closed. Let him blow over you again. Let him blow again. Come on, blow over them, blow over them, blow over them, blow over them, blow over them. Your wings are given wind now. Fly to higher heights. He awaits you. Come on, fly. Fly to higher heights. Fly to higher heights. Begin to see more clearly. Aha, that's it, that's it. That's it. More. Fly to higher heights. More. It's getting stronger, louder, stronger, louder. More. Jesus.
Yumigil vyekule teo na kilenda kula danda. Kamilengi shati pune breki sepne pune retel.
Just touch them. Come on, quickly, touch them. Let's make sure everyone is touched. Touch them. Enemy contact. Just touch. Lord, let your hands, Lord Jesus, rest heavily upon every single person here. More. I connect with your family members and everyone related to you by blood. Let the fire of God right now visit the foundations and root out everything God did not plant right now. Fire. Touch.
Tudo pelo e o que fizemos é o que tem brilho que sai. Eu lhe disse, de uma quimongo de no colata. Aludide, ele ter se achia. Brune pina pá.
Jesus, Now, enter! One more time, just open your hands. Come on, just open your hands. Jesus, let them hear this sound. The lilies of glory. Fast, Jesus, let these ones begin to understand you at heights never thought possible for young ones like this, and they will dance the world and dance the church as well. Oh, fill them with glory, glory. Let it be on increasing level. Let it keep increasing. Tomorrow morning it keeps on increasing. Tomorrow afternoon, night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let it continue to rise until your families, schools, churches, states, nations, continents are drenched by the river coming from the temple of Jesus. Let the river rise. Another level, Lord Jesus. Let it rise. More and more and more and more. Let everything you have put in them come alive. As the water touches, let it come alive. Let it come alive. Let your passions come alive. Let them begin to pray and pray and pray and pray unceasingly. Come on, just lift up your hands and pray the Holy Ghost everywhere. Pray the Holy Ghost loud and fast. Pray the Holy Ghost now. Louder and faster, louder and faster, louder and faster. And begin to wave your hands and bless you, bless you, bless you for all that's been done tonight.
Lord, I'm really hungry.
strength. Creation is waiting. Give me you. One more time, declare it.
I'm in love with Jesus.
Lord, I really love you.
Lord, I really love you.
I'm in love with Jesus.
I'm in love with Jesus.
I'm in love. Declare this, Lord, I'm really sorry.
Lord, I'm really sorry
that I kept you waiting.
I kept you waiting.
Lord, I'm really sorry.
Lord, I'm really sorry.
But now I'm here.
Now I'm here.
Come on, Lord, and I declare it. I am really hungry.
I am really hungry.
I am really desperate.
I am really desperate.
My whole world is waiting.
My whole world is waiting.
Give me you.
Give me you.
Come on, declare it louder. Come on, declare it. Lord, I'm really hungry.
I am really desperate.
My whole world is waiting.
Jesus,
give me you.
You
are my reward, Lord. I am really hungry. Hungry for your glory.
Creation is waiting.
Give me you.
I am really sorry.
I'm in love with Yahweh.
I'm in love with Yahweh.
I'm in love with Jesus.
I'm in love with Jesus.
So in love.
So in love.
Yeah, Lord, I want to see you.
Lord, I want to see you.
I want to reveal you. My whole world is waiting. Give me you. With your hands up, give me that chance. Thank you.
sound of the Spirit. You're free to sound whatever comes out of your spirit. It's the sound of God. It's the sound of heaven, and you're free. Hallelujah. Sounds from heaven doesn't always have to be in languages you can understand, in articulate speech. Hallelujah. Wave your hand, say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I just want to take, the time is fast, Ben. You're supposed to be in bed right now. But did anyone here see Jesus? Did anyone here see Jesus? If you saw Jesus, let me see your right hand. Let me see your hand up high. If you saw Jesus. Hallelujah. So many children saw Jesus. But I want to take testimonies from not our regular campers. I don't want from our regular campers. Anyone coming to this meeting, this is your first time of coming to this camp, and you saw Jesus tonight, let me see your hand. Okay, come. Come, sweetheart, come. Tell me what you saw. Tell us.
I saw a man. I saw light. I couldn't see it. He was trying to talk to me. But I couldn't hear. I was shouting. Oh, hell yeah, I was there. Man.
Shh, please keep, leave the chairs alone. Leave the chairs alone. Please leave the chairs alone. We'll leave here in 2-3 minutes, okay? Please. The presence of God is still here. Please. The presence of God is still here.
Wearing a white hood, was trying to talk to me, but something was obstructing me from hearing what he was saying. That's where I was shocked.
Did you say something was stopping you from hearing what he was saying? Something was stopping you. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, she will hear you clearly. She will hear you clearly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She will hear you clearly.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, you're coming for the first time and you saw Jesus. Is this your first time? Okay, you saw Jesus. You saw Jesus
too. When I saw him, both of us were on that swing.
Oh, that's awesome. Both of you were swinging.
Talking to me was like asking me that, how is your studies? I should be a good boy and make it.
So that you will forever be with him.
Yes.
Okay, anyone else saw Jesus? Your first time of coming to the camp? Is this your first time? Good. Come. The rest of you, when you go to your hostel or when you wake up early tomorrow, write down your experience. Okay? You write it down.
When I saw him, I didn't know who he was at first. Then when I asked him who he was, we were both talking together. I see both of us were friends and we knew each other all our lives. Well, he looked like a bit like my mom and my dad, and he was always caring. And then after we finished talking, he said that I should join him later in heaven when it's time.
Praise God. Where's your mom and dad? Okay. You remember what Pastor Sam preached in the morning? Was it Pastor Sam or Francis? There were the two messages that had connection at one point. That God looks like who? Like me. Can you remember that?
Yes.
That's a revelation of what God showed you. Praise God. Anybody else saw Jesus? You're coming to the camp. You are sure you saw Jesus? You saw him. Let me see. Okay. Not an angel. I know a lot of people saw angels, but I want those who saw Jesus.
I saw a man that was wearing maybe a white garment and a red robe. I couldn't see it very well because I was crying too much. When he asked me why I was crying, I kept crying for forgiveness that I've not been acting like a nice person, because
there are many times I have lied to people that I don't really like doing. So immediately I was there, I kept crying for forgiveness. And when I felt like he had already forgiven me, I kept laughing and crying with joy at the same time.
Wow, that's an awesome experience. He has received forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Say God is a good God. Say God is a good God. Oh.